It's Saturday, and plenty of folks in Wrangell are at the harbor, ready to get off the island for a bit.
You're going on a trip today.
I am, going to Point Baker. Oh. See my dad, yeah.
That's Andy Hoyt.
But it's the first time I've had it in the water this year, so.
A young couple and their friend are right behind Hoyt in a handmade river scow. They're going up the Stikine River to see some wildlife, check out the tubs.
Have a good trip!
All right, you too!
Bye!
Catch some fish!
Catch some fish?
Yeah, we're gonna catch a buzz!
And catch a buzz.
Could catch something, huh? Yeah. Too funny. Yeah, I wish there was derby going on right now, especially this weekend.
This is the second year Wrangell has not had its King Salmon Derby. After 64 years, it was canceled when record low returns to Southeast major rivers caused the state to impose deep restrictions on all harvest, not just sport fishing. So Wrangell residents are finding other reasons to go for a boat ride or just be outside.
But now there's nothing to fish, so people just got to go boating. But I didn't want to just go out running around.
Sean Curley and I are driving around town. He grew up fishing creeks down south, wherever he could. He came to Wrangell to attend his sister's wedding and never left. That was 23 years ago, and Curley has long since acquired the taste for King Salmon.
And right now, Saturday, be second week of the Derby. As flat calm as it is, there'd be so many boats out right now, coming and going. Instead, there's no one out there fishing at all. Just that blue heron right there, he's fishing.
While Curley may sound like the Grinch, he's not disgruntled by the folks in Whoville managing to have fun this summer. He's had an event that he loves stolen from him, and he can't forget it.
Well, it seems it's kind of like Christmas morning coming and going, and then there's no Christmas, there's no presents, there's no tree. It just like came and went.
Catching a king salmon, which can run anywhere from 20 to 50 pounds, is a thrill. There's really no substitute. Wrangell found out the hard way when it tried an alternative, a coho derby.
So obviously we saw a large decrease in participation between the two derbies.
Alicia Holder is the director of the Wrangell Chamber of Commerce, which sponsors the event. Last year's coho derby was held over four weekends and saw none of that Christmas morning energy Curley talks about. Ticket sales confirmed this. The last King Derby brought in $22,000. The coho derby made a quarter of that.
My name is Jeff Angerman, and I own two downtown retail businesses here in Wrangell, Alaska.
Like most merchants, Angerman has a pulse on the town as a business owner and lifelong resident.
You know, if you were to start adding up plane tickets and boats and motors and fuel, groceries, and of course, in our instance, fishing tackle, I'm sure the derby probably generates into the seven figures in our town in just the 30 days that it's operating. So that's a big hit for our little town.
A big hit for businesses and for the vibe in town. Every day, the top contenders are announced on the radio. Couples and families make plans to get out on the water as much as possible. Curley says he'd spend 14 hours fishing in a single day. Easily.
My only goal in life was to win the derby. I didn't want to change the world or raise any kids or cure cancer. I just wanted to win the frickin' derby one time.
And he's almost had it. But without a win, he still planned to make his mark on the tradition. When he dies, he wants his remains placed at Babbler Point on opening day of the Wrangell King Salmon Derby.
And then they dump my ashes and everyone can shoot guns and bark at the moon, and then they all go off fishing for the rest of the day, and that's where I would be. So I don't know what I'm gonna do now. I need to write me a new will and find a spot to be put.
Reporting for AKN Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.